Wildfires, deaths and people forced from their homes. A scorching heat wave is continuing in parts of southern Europe. There are red alerts in Italy, France, Spain and Portugal, and authorities are warning of significant health risks as temperatures surge past 40 degrees Celsius. Now, the World Health Organization has issued an open letter. It says the extreme weather is a public health emergency with older and vulnerable people at the greatest risk. For more on this, now we're joined by Sandrine Dixon de Clave, Commissioner on the new Pan-European WHO Commission on Climate and Health. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Why have you issued this letter?
Well, we've issued this letter as a commission because we feel that it's time that we take these risks very seriously. I mean, these heat waves are silent killers. They are actually creating huge economic and obviously social and health risks. And it's time that we take into consideration that mortality is increasing 30% in the past two decades because of these heat waves, but also that it is actually having a devastating effect across Europe. And we're going to see more of it as we start to get closer to the 1.5 degree shift that we're calling actually the objective for climate change.
So you say we need to take these risks seriously. So what are you saying in the letter?
What we're saying in the letter is that actually policymakers, policy leaders across the globe, but in particular in Europe, need to think about adaptation. We need to continue on our mitigation of climate change. But we also need to think about what this means for our social services, our hospital services, our emergency departments. How do we put in place the right mechanisms in terms of our urban centers by planting more green spaces, by taking into consideration a transformation of our households? I mean, we know that actually the investment in air conditioning systems is absolutely different, completely a problem in comparison, for example, to the United States. But we also need to think about what that means in terms of our energy sources and the type of investments that we undertake. So a variety of different investments from our hospital system all the way through our urban systems and just taking climate change seriously and the impacts on health.
Well, you say this is linked to climate change. How prepared are we to deal with all of this today?
Not at all prepared. And we're seeing, as I indicated, that with an increase in deaths, but also a variety of different spreads of new diseases, seeing the way in which this is actually impacting not only physical health, but also mental health across our populations. It's lowering productivity, damaging crops. This is really moving into a crisis mode. And so what we wanted to do with our letter is to alert policymakers that we need to take this seriously and start to take not only mitigation seriously, but also adaptation and resilience across our cities, across our rural areas, and think through some of the different solutions that we have. And we have many solutions.
Sandrine Dixon de Clave, Commissioner on the new Pan-European WHO Commission on Climate and Health. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's nearly 5 to 9.